mean they're serious.
Hey, yo.
Been on.
Excuse me. That's me right there. And you can hear me.
Yeah, picking me up. Nice, clear. Hear me
coming through the mic.
All right, people.
Yo.
What you got in there?
Den Ross.
Tell the people.
Oh, you don't know. You see how you Jamaicans, yeah? I'm adding you Jamaicans straight off the back. Yeah, your Ray and nephews ain't got nothing on Den Ross, you know. This thing there.
I'm going to have to agree.
Yeah, what's there?
Yeah, Den Ross is a different level.
Den Ross is something else. Mm.
I think it's sorry, I have to let you man talk. I'm not a drinker.
Yeah, what do you mean? But you know about Den Ross?
I know, but I just don't partake anymore.
Fair enough. No, fair enough.
I'll leave that to you, man.
I can't lie, Sunset, there will be both of them.
Yeah,
even as a St. Lucian.
Hmm? Sunset?
Yeah, yeah.
Sunset. What is that? Vinci?
Yeah, Vinci.
Okay.
Even as a Lucia, I have to say. Like, yeah, the Vinci's.
Den Ross doesn't even taste nice. I'm just going to say it.
It doesn't.
Mm. I don't know what we've been doing with that. You're forcing it. You're lying that you think you're enjoying it when you're drinking that. Same thing goes with Ray and Nephew as well.
Yeah,
Ray and Nephew.
Don't taste nice. That's the main reason why I stopped drinking. That thing damn tastes like ethanol.
I can't lie, though. Out of the three, Sunset is the nicest tasted and the strongest. That's crazy.
But what's even in the Sunset that makes it taste nice?
I don't know.
Is there anything any like extra, like molasses or maybe to sweeten it up?
No,
I don't know. They just get it from the distillery and put in the bottles. They just make it a certain percentage.
And then boom.
Yeah, keep it as clean as possible.
What's making this nice? Flipping spices.
Oh, but yeah, you got some
spices. I used to drink tequila.
Tequila? That's what you drink?
Yeah, I used to drink tequila.
You're good.
I was on that. My thing, a bit different. Tequila and Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
Yeah, bro, it's crazy. I don't know. It's a random thing. I was in cookies once, and then I just said, "Yeah, let me just try that one." Still, and it was.
Hey, Mountain Dew, the thing that the energy to something.
Yeah.
They put Mountain Dew.
You must have been on something.
It's nice.
Yeah, tequila. Tequila, bro, gives you energy.
You need to be out there, innit?
And then I hear it. That's a smart drink to have.
Out there, just pick you up, keep you going. It'll keep you going. Trust me. But I've left that in the past. I'm not there no more. Changed man.
More time. Me too.
The closest I got to that was a vodka Red Bull, and then after I tried that one night, and my heart was pumping, and I was just like, I can't
never
do this
again, innit?
I tried them things, the same thing like the Jaeger bombs. They used to mash me up, bro. They were not the.
But that drink is like sticky. You kind of, I don't even like even how you're drunk feels, just like groggy.
Apparently, it's meant to slow your heart rate down to bring it straight back up with the Red Bull, innit?
Okay,
that's why you're getting that.
That's why you're getting that feeling. No wonder. That's filth.
But yeah, man, how you been? How you been, Darky?
Me, I've been well, thank you.
You've not been around for what, three episodes? I think.
Yeah, no, sorry.
You're meant to be a main staple of the thing, but not here.
Sorry, I've just been, living life.
Holding it down. That looks
yeah,
so
he has been holding it down.
The way that's hanging there.
Oh, yeah, handle it, man. No worries. Not so draped.
There we go.
Yeah.
Same thing was going on with mine, Ish, but
busy business owner life, isn't it?
Yeah, just working, mate. That's it. Work here, there, everywhere.
How is the business?
My own business going well, actually.
Yeah. Plug yourself, man. Come on.
Oh, that's strong, boy.
Primordial Scar Rehabilitation is my own business, but I'm rebranding at the moment, and I'm going for because, like, what I do is I do physiotherapy, so people come to me and I sort them out, etc. But I'm rebranding it to be making it a bit more personalized, and then I've got a select few clients that I'm going for. So there's a now I'm going for a specific
individual.
There's a certain market,
you're trying to
target,
niche it, make it niche.
Yeah, exactly. Because I've obviously
privatized
been fairly successful what I'm doing with just everyday people.
Yeah.
The guy's
got my
being
little
modest.
Business going on. So I've got someone else that's gonna come in and they're gonna do
that part side of it,
the regular stuff, yeah, a bit more just day to day people,
above that.
Normal,
yeah, successful. That's why I said, being modest when he says,
man said,
you're not above it, but you don't mean it above it, but it means
not me.
I just want to do more targets
for the everyday people. I'm above that one.
I want to do more a whole kind of health type thing, you know, I want to incorporate other aspects as well,
even like health podcasts as well, mate.
Yeah, why not?
Brand that one, get out there, let's put it out.
More of a holistic approach to it rather than just. Individual, you've got a problem with your calf, no problem, I'm going to fix your calf.
Yes, right. That's it, 100%. Yeah. So it's everything. So yeah, obviously people do come to certain injuries and I'll diagnose it and then I'll fix it and send them on their way, but this time I want to fix it and then
keep it
look
fixed.
At that. Yeah, keep it fixed and then have like preventive measures, you know, they're doing the stretching exercises, etc., and then internal health will come as well, and that's where, for instance, your mum will come in a bit more. The mum's like, I'm like master herbalist.
Yeah,
so his mum will come in a bit more and do that side of things. My mum's a naturopathic physician, so she's got other aspects of it. My little brother's right now studying osteopathy, so eventually he'll come into the fray as well. You know,
you got my little brother with the sports massages.
The sports massage that's coming through as well. So yeah, trying to.
It'll be a family business.
What do you need?
100%.
We got it.
We got you.
We got it.
Yeah, that's nice to hear, man. Everything's going nice.
That's why when he's saying it's kind of successful.
Yeah, I know he's off.
Brother, successful. Successful level. Man's been in business for how many years now?
Man's busy, innit? That's why I know that man's busy.
Constantly busy.
They're everywhere. But just trying to... Scale things properly. Mm-hmm. Do what I want to do, what I'm passionate about.
I'm proud.
Thanks, everyone.
For the hot time.
That's true.
Oh, man.
And what's the plans for Christmas? What's the plans? Both of you.
I can't lie. I'm not a Christmas man no more. I'm done with Christmas. I've been done for some years.
And let's go into that. How done? What type of done? Are you done with just the fact of the actual thing of Christmas itself? Because we know it's just a...
I've been done with the capitalism of Christmas for years. Yeah. I don't do Christmas presents around Christmas. I don't do Christmas presents. It's just that.
Scrooge bar humbug.
Damn straight. Because for what for? So we're being told to buy each other gifts in excess.
Tell people that in my family. You know what I'm talking about.
In it? just so you viewers are understanding who he's talking about. There's somebody behind the camera who's watching it.
No. She don't even believe in Christmas.
Oh, okay. Are you a Scrooge with me?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, come on, Scrooge. You.
No, we can't be doing that.
Take that one back. Sorry, he looked over there and everything, so I was like, see.
Family member.
Whatever family member it is, we don't do Christmas no more. Capitalism.
That's it, we're going to leave it at that. But presents for presents.
Yeah, just for the sake of it, just because I've been told you should buy each other loads of gifts or buy each other, because that's a way of showing love. Like, I get if you're a gift giver and like that's a love language of yours or a main love language of yours. It's not for me. My thing's more of like quality time, so
that's what we're here for.
Matters for quality time for me. So as long as I'm around good people and I'm having good quality time with them, that's what matters more for me. So that's what I kind of focus on for Christmas. It's like being around my people and making sure we're just having a good time with one another, and then that really means more to myself personally. But then what I've noticed is everybody around as well, like they also care. Like now that we stopped doing the gifts as much, it's like people aren't focused on the buying of stuff. Let's actually have a good time with each other.
That's what I was getting there, and I was just waiting for it.
Yeah,
like, what it is. You just say as soon as you stop buying the gifts, everyone actually forgets about it, and it's not the important thing.
It's not important.
The important thing is being around each other.
Being around each other and food.
Yeah, the most important. I'm not gonna count
because the food also helps bring you together.
Bro, yeah. I'm looking forward to the food. Definitely, is that you mark that day just for my calendar. I know it's gonna be a madness. I'm involved now.
Madness. I deliberately I do help with some of the extras, like maybe the veg and all the rest of it. Like, but the main cleaning and the sorting out of the preparing is mum, innit? I can't even lie. Obviously, mum's knees a bit banged up now, so I don't know how that's gonna run.
So it's you.
You're gonna have to jump in.
So it's you.
That's it. And you can't even act like you can't cook.
Exactly.
This guy will chef and down the whole snacks. Family.
Yesterday.
His mum was asking for food. Sisters asking for food.
Put little instrumentals over his food and that.
Yeah. So it's your turn now.
I don't know about all that. What I might do is clean it all, prep it, as in that regard, and then prep the veg like I normally do, and then be like, mum, you season it.
Okay, to get a seasoning.
Because I want mum's flavours.
Yeah,
if it's not mum's flavours on Christmas, I don't want it.
Yeah,
I don't want it. I don't want my food on Christmas. I want mum's food on Christmas. And that will continue until it's coming to later years, and then she will teach me how to cook her food, so when she's gone, I can continue having her flavours on Christmas.
Have you ever tried to do anything with
now?
The ingredients, though?
What are we talking about? Stop, you can't brush over that. Yeah,
that's it
now.
What do you mean?
She's about when you get to it, she's going to teach me how the flavors. You should be learning the flavors
I've learned some of the flavors, but I have my own cooking styles and the rest of it. And I cook very differently to my mom. Like,
you have both then.
In the house.
You're the spawn.
I'm a stay of the chest. I'm the best cook in my yard.
Oh, sorry.
I'm a stay of the chest. I'm the best cook. Yeah. But there's certain things my mom cooks that I can't touch.
Like what?
Like her roast chicken. I can't touch.
Remember auntie said he's the best cook in the yard.
That's what
you took it for Christmas.
I don't told her that. Because I want mum's flavours. I don't tell mum that.
Right,
mum, we already had that conversation. And mum was like, you know what? I kind of hear it because you can cook more things better than I can. She said it. I can cook more things better than she can. But the things she cooks, elite. Her soup.
All time.
I can never say something.
There's only one person that's cooked better soup.
That's for me. I'm better cooked than my mum.
I can never.
But is it true?
No.
Exactly.
But even if it was, still, there's levels to this thing, bro. Yeah. This woman is a mad baker. This woman can slow cook. She can do all these sautés.
Yeah, but that's me.
Bro, this woman is doing it on chef level sometimes. I think you know.
That's me. Cooking, isn't it? That's me. Do you want me to? I can run the snaps from yesterday again if you want. That's me.
Do your thing.
I ain't worked in no kitchens for no reason.
What about her recipes? You ever tried to recreate one of her recipes?
I tried
as well.
Yeah.
Impossible.
Trust me.
I'll follow it to the T. I don't even know if it's just her hand. Essence just being in there. Maybe she just goes like this over the pot.
You know what I mean? No blessing in there.
Maybe it's the way she stirs the pot. Something.
It's her hand. I'm telling you. Bro, it's literally that whatever wrist motion or whatever thing, bro, it's crazy. Because the same thing goes for like growing stuff. Like my mum is cold of plants. Me, touch plants, as you know, Ellen knows.
Ting dead.
Same thing going on with my nan's, ting dead. It's the hand that's touching, the plant knows that it's loving there or something, or the food knows that there's certain type of, like, well, they can't caress the pot.
You know, you can talk them into good health as well.
What plants?
You can talk your plants into good health.
Yeah, that's not me still.
So you ain't no plant talking, huh?
No plant.
Don't come to your plant. I'm like, hello. I missed you.
Look at my greens and that. It
was a verb, the vibration in the verse. I lied.
Why are you giving it some water?
You ain't ever thinking me. You heard that from your friend before you were going to try it over here. That shit don't work.
Hey, that's a joke. That's jokes. So, the question, so for Christmas, what are you lot doing? What's your thoughts?
Oh, for Christmas, we're going to be cooking this year. So, mum said she's not cooking, which was like, treason in our house. Was like, no, everyone was like, wow, what's going on? So initially I invited her to ours. I was like, for me and Fee, I was like, yo mum, do you want to come over to us? She was like, yeah. Then my brothers were like, what are we going to do for Christmas? So I was like, alright, okay, cool. We're still going to do, yeah, exactly.
So end up all coming.
So we'll still go to mum's, that's what we're going to do, and then we'll come down. But now I said to her, we have to cook because mum's not cooking this year. So, so we've all got the different ingredients we're going to cook. Obviously, you know, Conti's a chef, so he said, just get me 2 duck breasts and then he's going to whip something up with that. So we're going to have a little bit of something extra, you know?
Something lit.
Yeah,
Conti said, really just good. Get me 2 duck breasts and we're good, yeah? Everyone's about to be nice. Yeah,
that's exactly it.
You man, where's the lobster? I'm waiting for the...
That's the yearly thing. No,
we've got the lobsters. I've already got 3 of them. I've got to go to the fish market tomorrow to get the rest of them for everyone.
Bro, your Christmas dinner is some lobster tails and stuff, bro. I'm crazy. I said the lobster starters.
I'm straight.
What's going on?
Righteous. I think that must have come from grandma. Grandma used to go down to the river and fish for lobster when she was younger.
Yeah.
So they would have had that in the morning. Oh, so then I think that's just something we just continued on.
What's the one in St. Lucia? We don't have lobster. We have, is it crayfish? Crayfish.
Yeah, crayfish.
Yeah, crayfish.
Yeah, fresh crayfish.
Do you like the crayfish?
Not really.
I'm not a big fan either, you know.
Really. I like prawns. The thing is, I like prawns, I like lobster, and I like, there's one more, is it langoustines? I think so, something like that.
I don't know.
They're the bigger ones.
Oh, okay.
But, I like all those things, but the crayfish is tasting a bit different to me.
For me, crayfish, a lot of the recipes with crayfish come with like butter or milk sort of stuff. I can't yam that. Yeah, so obviously I don't eat dairy, so it's like, I can't yam that. So for me, it's for that reason. Then the ones without dairy haven't been lit. They ain't been lit, so I'm not really a big fan of the crayfish.
Shame.
Yeah,
I've only liked it one way. My granddad cooked it in soup, crayfish, callaloo, and lobster soup. Slapped. The one soup that I had that changed my life, and I haven't had it since. And obviously, my granddad has passed since, sadly. So I've never been able. I didn't get able to get the recipe, but that is one food I can eat every day of my life. Yes. I can actually eat that if I'm trapped on an island.
That you can yam.
Give me that. Every day, I'll be good.
I'm bad, you know. I don't eat too much backyard food, you know.
Swear.
Yeah. Oh, no, I can't. It wasn't ever the family, like, you're not eating that, you're getting beat up and them things there. So
no,
I had a choice. Fairs. And then because I had a choice, I kind of went away from it. So it's bad, didn't it?
No.
I eat yam and a little bit of dashi, and I eat plantain. But
what about saltfish?
Yeah, I eat saltfish. Saltfish salad and them things there. But I don't eat green banana. And they call it green figs.
Yeah, I was about to say, if it's saltfish and fig, that's the
solution. Yeah, I don't eat figs, so no. What else? I don't eat like that. Tanya, if you know what that is.
Yeah, no, Tanya.
Yeah. But no, I don't really like it, man. I can't lie. People are going to look at me differently, but each to their own.
Moving on like swiftly. I don't like these things. I grew into it. I grew into it. As I matured through the years, like my taste buds changed. And I started liking those things. Like yam, I didn't touch. Love yam now. Edo's I didn't touch. I love Edo now. Slap Edo in, especially in soups. Oh my goodness. Yam and Edo in soup. Yeah. The way it just absorbs the flavor. Ugh. Yeah.
Eat Christophin.
Christophin?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, that's another vegetable there. You go back a yard, everyone got Christophine in their soup and stuff.
Oh, is it?
Like that,
yeah. I haven't been back hard. Yeah,
I like it in soup, that's about it. Okay. But when they start chopping that and put that on the plate there,
it's got
a certain kind of twang to it when you bite into it. Like it has a skin on the outside of it, I think. So when you break into it, so you feel it break.
Oh.
And then you're like pulling apart from it. It's a bit weird. But anyway.
You know about Christophine?
Nah.
Yeah,
just search that one.
I definitely would have had it when I
probably would have ate it. I probably ate it.
Yeah, not realizing.
Not knowing it and yumming it and going, turn up my nose and
isn't it? Chocho.
Oh, okay. I know what we're talking about now. I know what we're talking about. All right, cool.
You might have got the Jamaican things, you know, you get me.
Oh, swear down. Is that it, Dana?
Okay. That's what it is. That's what his name, but obviously Chocho.
Well, Christophine is
actually. Will call it whatever they want to call it.
And it's Chocho.
But it's called Christophine. So relax yourself.
You see, Jamaicans. You see how you Jamaicans stay.
Everything has changed.
Do you know what it is? It's because they're the biggest island and they're the most recognized. You know, over here in the UK, so
you know
they've had a huge influence on how
close to the rest of the Caribbean. You know, the man there, South Americans, down there, far down there on the other side. You have to go all the way around the other side to get to Jamaica. All of us are all nice, close
local.
You can see us, Jamaica. See. You can't see them.
Yeah, they're gone.
But we're seeing a small island people to them, isn't it?
Who cares? Yeah. You're all in England. We're all in England.
This is a small island.
We're right here. Talk about small island. We're not slander.
We're not slander.
It's real talk.
We're talking about what's happening.
You ain't got a mic, so be quiet.
He's used that against you.
You had a choice, lad. You could have put a mic there. You could be talking.
Oh, that's jokes. Yeah, she heard Jamaica getting what she saw slant. It was like, I've got to defend. I've got to defend. The Jamaican is getting
up. Parry.
None of that.
She reflects. Okay, well, moving on swiftly. Christmas. I'm not into Christmas like that. I've never been into Christmas. I used to get in trouble back in the day being bar humbug from school times. People thinking, how can you just... I'm saying Santa Claus is not going to be probably told to my child. It's not that deep. You're going to get presents because I'm not going to keep you out of the loop of the other man because you're going to get bullied in that. You'll get a few presents here and there, but don't expect 16, 20 presents underneath no tree my house. It's not.
I probably won't even do a tree.
Nah. We stopped doing a tree in about 10 years ago.
Mm, it makes sense.
As soon as I kind of grew up, I was like, we don't need to get that down for the loft no more. Mm-hmm. Maybe 10 years. Maybe I could get about six, 7-ish.
Yeah.
But yeah, they ain't coming out of no loft no more.
For what?
Is that for what? Who's in? Well, I have to do it. He said, who's doing the tree this year? You're doing, I don't want to do it.
The work.
Leave that.
Like, I'm not doing that. Leave the whole thing. Then you have to take it down as well. Leave put it back up.
How about put tinsel around stairs, around the garlands, around the... No.
I can't be arsed. For what?
For what?
Because it looks nice.
When I was younger, it was nice.
Yes.
Whereas you're younger and you can do it as well.
Bro, my dad's told me
how to do it. It's fun. It's a nice little
thing. The only tree that I used to... My nan's tree was a madness.
What, did she used to...
Full-size thing, roof to floor.
Okay, yeah.
That's our top of the tree bending
on the roof.
You can't put the star on that.
You still stick it on the table.
That's what we used to do. That's what we used to do. You flopped over like this, mate. You're on anyway.
Nah, bro. My nan's tree was crazy. Everything was a huge... But our tree's always been modest, and my mum's not doing them foolishness.
I didn't hear what you were saying, though. As a kid, it was nice.
Yeah.
It was like a way for us to connect as a family.
What, the tree?
Like, getting a tree out, us decorating the tree, like there'd be music being played, running jokes. The adults would be like, they'd have a little drink or whatever. There'd be food around, like little snacky foods that we wouldn't necessarily get on our day to day. So it was nice. Like it was a nice little vibe and there was a nice little connection. It was one of the times where the yard was guaranteed to be kind of peaceful. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'd be kind of peaceful. Like, everyone could kind of express themselves and have run their joke and all the rest of it and be cool. So it was nice growing up. I can't take that away from growing up. But will I perpetuate that same cycle with my kids? My kids ain't going to believe in no Christmas.
Well, we had the Christmas, but I was never there. I was like, no Santa Claus. My mum was like, there is no Santa Claus. No man comes down the chimney and gives you lot no presents. I work hard. and I buy you presents. Father works. He buys you presents. That was it.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, but yeah, one thing my mum was saying, this is from young, because I went to school and I came back. I was like, oh, Father Christmas. I was like, Father Christmas who? Mm. I'm the one who worked. I get you the presents.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. I was like, all right, okay.
Father Christmas, mm-hmm. into Easter Bunny, all in one.
All of them done.
But one thing mum said is don't go and tell your school friends. That's one thing she said. Yeah, yeah. She was like, don't go and tell your school friends. Allow them to believe what they want to believe.
You're going
to
go alienate yourself.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. You don't want to go and say, nah, it ain't true. My mum said this. And then everyone was crying. That's and a madness, man.
Back at
oh,
you
was that you? That's sabotage.
You got to be nothing as a kid. Yeah. And I'm like, if someone else tells me that this is the truth, I'm like, that's a lie. You're lying. I'm telling you why you're lying. So what, you're telling me this random white man can go around the whole world and do it? But so what about the kids that don't have chimneys? I used to have arguments. Wow. I used to have arguments. I was debunking kids. Huh?
Magic, bro.
Yeah, that's what he used to say.
Teleportation,
magic.
Teleportation, bro. Man just looks at you, Ruth, and just... through the other side.
Yeah, I was like, no.
Transmission, man got bulky powers.
I was like, no. Also, there's also supposedly a God complex that comes with that.
Yeah?
I was here, so I was seeing, I was like, I saw this perspective. I was like, that's quite interesting.
Are we getting into
this? So we go, all right, cool. So God, it is, do as I say, like if we go by certain Bibles and so forth, it'll go, do as I say. If you don't do as I say, you will go to hell. So in order to go to heaven, you must abide by these rules, right? If you don't, you'll go to hell. So obviously to get a safe passage to heaven, this is the kind of person you have, individual you have to be, following these kind of rules, whatever those rules may be. Santa Claus, kids, be good, because I'm always watching you. I'm omniscient, or whatever they call it. So I'm forever able to watch you, see what you're doing.
Omnipotent.
That's the one, omnipotent.
Yeah.
And as a good, and if you're good, you'll get presents. If you don't, be good, you'll be put on the naughty list. Heaven, hell.
Okay.
And there's just a number of similarities. What they say was like, oh, this is, it's like kind of giving a kind of God complex to this being that is outside of ourselves that we never see, we never experience, we never know, but exists. And we just have to abide by these rules based on the fact that this person, individual, is watching us always.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see some other stuff on Instagram too, bro, that's going to put that on its head.
Oh, I swear.
Talking about Santa rewritten as Satan.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I've seen stuff like that as well.
Yes.
I don't anagram.
There you go. Yeah. Definitely. This is the man for it. I'm not the man to be going into depth in that because I'm not trying to do all that. But if you know anything, more this.
I don't know what the original thing was meant to be, like Krauss or something like that, innit? Like the original Santa Claus or it's a German Santa. It's not meant to be Krampus or, Krauss or something. I can't remember what it was, but it's not meant to be exactly a good person.
Yeah.
So, and apparently, because I remember, apparently they used to put... No, so why the fire was lit, you used to put your children as an offering to this geezer that would come down. So that's why he would come down the chimney.
A dark twist in it somewhere.
So there's like a load of other stuff behind it. And obviously, you know, Satan does what he does and he tries to make it appealable to everyone. You have your Christmas. So that's what it is at the end of the day. But yeah, I mean, I celebrate them things.
I saw fighting along them lines. That's what it was, man. Craziness.
It's a whole other story, but I can't quite remember it right now.
Kind of blind to it.
Yeah, have you seen the ritual that they follow of where... obviously this, what we do is like Christmas, call Christmas, is like what they, how they, their rituals and how they celebrate Christmas. It is demonic as hell.
Who's they? Who are we talking about?
I don't know who the individuals are. I can't remember their name, but there's like a group of individuals, like where Christmas originated from.
They have paganism.
Yeah. So they have a set of rituals that they follow and it's mad satanic. It's very, very satanic. So that would make sense on why, like what you just followed up on, what you're just saying, it would follow that. It would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But they, you know what they say, the devil masks himself as God, innit?
Mm-hmm.
He masks himself, he's a disguise. So they make it seem like it's something and something is not. So Christmas is meant to be a Christianity holiday or
celebration
of Jesus' birth.
But we know it's a paganistic holiday.
Because Jesus was born in like July, apparently.
So how's that? Where's that connect? And why all of a sudden are we acting greedy?
I think the kings were there at that time. That's when they're just representing the kings.
See what I'm saying? And then they're passing the gifts.
He was a big child as well.
How's that come into it?
He was a big age when the kings found him. This is all alleged though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm not deep diving into religion.
Yeah. So do you see what I'm saying? So it all doesn't make really sense, really. But Vatican.
Yeah. The rituals that you do. Sometimes you have to
The Vatican.
We're doing it.
Underneath.
We're doing that.
What's under there?
Oh, we don't know what's under there, man. I played Assassin's Creed. I kind of know what's under there.
Oh, yeah?
I had a might have told you in the game, you never know.
The apple of Eden.
They have to do it.
The apple, the staff, the human things and then, you know what I mean?
And the miles and miles of lots.
Of what? Of texts, of everything.
Plenty of things. Text, scrolls, flipping gold, stolen goods, all sorts.
Alleged.
Everything on
there. All sorts.
Allegedly.
What do you mean?
Allegedly.
I'm a conspiracy theorist. I believe it.
I believe it.
I'm a conspiracy theorist. I believe it.
It's there.
Do you know what I mean? I'm a conspiracy theorist. I believe it.
Allegedly.
See, that's it. That's it. You ain't a conspiracy theorist. I am. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I've got to put the asterisk, man. Jeez. Man, can be shut down. Got the man of the cloth knocking at your door next minute. We've seen this UCS. What is this? Next minute, piss burn down accident.
First they come and just the Christ.
So seeing blood in the sun.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's just
allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Leave it to them. They'll tell me. No, I don't want to find out.
Stay where you are. Stay in your corner.
In other news, yeah, I don't know what England are doing, but they shut down the trains to London.
Oh yeah, yeah. The Christmas period, isn't it?
Foolishness, bro. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, yesterday was a madness coming home from work because of it. The whole M25 gridlock, everyone gridlock because everyone have to come off the trains and just find their way down to town, down to London. I don't know what this country is, bro. This country is... I call this podcast Uncommon Sense because common sense don't exist anymore. How dare you shut down a whole thing like that on Christmas?
With no notice. My thing is the fact that there's no notice. If there was notice, it makes sense because around this time of year, people are travelling less because they haven't got work, they haven't got school. So these things there, like you're able to then...
It's a given.
Yeah, it's then it's calm, but there was no notice. So people are like... They're doing their traveling, they're basing their traveling around the thought process that they're going to have access to trains. Do you see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah, so, like, they're going to be doing their traveling to their friends and families and all the rest of it for the festive season so they can go spend their time with their loved ones because it's not like it's no lockdown, it's COVID times. Mm-hmm. And now you're taking that away from them or you're taking that away from them very abruptly. What's it going to cause a lot of drinking drivers, in my personal opinion?
Oh, yeah we did that. That's very
we're
true.
Saying that between each other. Literally, I was drink drive.
I didn't even think about that.
Bro, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, Christmas period, everyone's going to be getting merry. Mm-hmm. And then what are they going to do? Want to catch train, want to get home on a tube or something like that.
Or they're going
to
pre their Uber and they're going to go, Uber prices, what?
Nah.
Drive. Mm. I'll drive back.
Mm. You better have a designated driver. Probably that's what they used to have back in the day. My mum used to say they were quite good like that. Yeah. One person used to take one for the team, wherever they were going.
And they'd rotate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rotate.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
That's
civilization. We ain't like that no more.
Nah, it's changed.
We ain't doing that.
I think there's a. It's cool to be unsafe and it's unwarranted to be organized.
Crazy.
Yes.
Growing up, like now we're older. I'm saying I'm a big man now. I guess when we're older. I still feel like I'm like saying that like, we're 21, 22, and that, but we're not. Anyway, now we're in the working world and stuff, and I'm around more people that have more stresses in life, and then drinking is their vice and that. Talking about, oh yeah, man, I'll have three or four and I'll drive home. I'm like, it's such a normality. You know?
Yeah.
Drink and driving is actually a normality in this world and it's bad.
Scary.
It's a real issue that we have at the moment.
Well, that's what they say. You don't have to worry about yourself when you're on the roads. It's the other people around you.
Oh, yeah. Mm. That's a given. I had my rant first episode about the driving in this country. It's a shambolic.
You retracted that statement.
It's not. I didn't retract it now. I'm right back. I was in St. Lucia for a couple of weeks, so it was fresh in the brain. They are rubbish out there too. Mm-hmm. Yes. Horrendous. They call themselves international drivers.
Lies.
But here we're just as bad, man. We've got different scenarios over here. People will do more madness out over here than they do in St. Lucia because they just drive the way they do in St. Lucia. That's driving.
Right. So you're expecting for that, you're ready for that, you're waiting for that. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Here, a man can switch it up on you and left, right, center.
Nowhere.
You have no idea where it's coming from. Man's coming from behind you and he's straight in your rear view. Next minute, quick, some Tesla man silent on you, just pull up on you. Next minute, you're doing rubbish now. You ain't going to Tesla in St. Lucia doing that.
Yeah.
You can't even hear it now.
That's quite interesting. That's quite dangerous, isn't it? I mean, they are making precautions in and around that, though.
Because you can't hear
the silenceness of some of these electric cars and stuff.
Well, they've got Teslas out in St.
No, I'm talking about here. So I'm going up and down driving on the M-ways and that. Okay. And then you 1 minute you're just doing a normal, I'm cruising in the fast lane and that. And then a man undertake you didn't even hear him. And it's always some Tesla.
Always you can't hear him, man. That's why
you hear them.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But they are taking precautions in and around that, though. You see what they're doing with the lanes and all the rest of it. Because they're always trying to transfer everybody onto electric cars. So then what's going to happen is when everyone's on electric cars, they're basically going to have like on the roads.
We're not doing that.
Hold on, let me land. On the roads, they're going to have, yeah, obviously we're not running that because people aren't going to do that. But nonetheless, this is what they're trying to do. Have the electric cars. Everyone's on electric cars. Everyone moves over to electric cars. Then on the roads, you'll see.
To a horse. Before I get an electric car, I'm on a horse. I'll be on the
M-way. What? Going out to Manchester, yeah?
I'm going to be right in the middle. All the electric cars are going
to slow down. They're going to have to. But basically, what's going to happen, though, is you, on the road, trust me, on the road is going to basically, you see where we've got the paint or whatever to show you your lanes?
Yeah, it's going
to be. Those, they're going to be basically like.
Disciplined.
So your car will just know that it can't, it will stop you. From going left and right, so you'll try switch lane. Let's say you want to switch lane, it's not going to let you switch lane.
We knew you.
So do you know why? That's a long day.
I said, I'm not doing it.
I'm not on it either because that's silly.
I will hold on to my gas vehicle as long as I can if that's what's
100%. Because if the electric car, let's say the electric car cannot see what I can see, and what I can see is a crash coming or a crash is happening, and now I can't move across to get myself out of that crash, I'm going to crash.
No, because the car has anti-collision already. That Tesla has any collision.
It would stop, and then it would splinter you through the steering wheel, but at least, you know, you didn't crash.
Has anti-collision, isn't it?
Yeah.
Even if I'm going into a crash, that van is pulling me back. I can't. Like, it's doing everything to stop the van from going into it.
Yeah.
It's kind of mad. I hate it because sometimes I'm not going into a collision, but it thinks it and it starts going dee, 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 dee. And I'm like,
so is that for head-ons?
That's for side-on, head-on.
Side-on as well.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Hey, well, it's like this. I think it's that.
So what if the thing's about to crash me? Like,
what do you mean?
So sometimes lorries will
side on. That's you, bro. That's you.
Where, and if that's I can see you doing this, I can do this.
No, but you might not be able to get out of it still, even if you could do that.
I might get enough out of the way, though, that I'm on the driver's side and whoever's on the passenger side, long day for you, but at least I'm out.
The person on the right there, I guess.
Don't give a flying monkeys about that.
You want to sort that out?
Yeah, a little. No, it's actually all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, sorry. You good? Right. Yeah.
Yeah, but you ain't getting out of that anyway. If that was your time, that was your time. He was calling you back. You were never meant to be here. Next minute, final destination stuff start happening to you, bro.
Yeah, no. just events. Yeah, you're not meant to be there.
You're not meant to be here. Yeah, drink driving is definitely, it's going to happen over this Christmas period because of this crap.
In higher amounts.
Mm.
And they had an announcement.
They'll probably be ready as well. People will be getting fined left, right, center. Maybe they need more money.
Yeah.
It's all tactical.
Or, maybe a way to get money. They don't need more money. It's just a way to take money from the poor.
Yeah, probably from anyone.
Yeah.
I don't care. More money's better.
Oh, that's all it is, bro. That's what all this government crap is, man. Rinse our pockets. We did enough chatting about that last week.
Different. We were talking about it last week. It was just how the government just be rinsing us.
Oh, yeah.
What is our taxes really paying for? Not taxes, really. Bills.
Everything. What's everything?
What's bills? I was watching the LBC this week, bro. There's this woman called, I think it was Barbara. She called in on the LBC.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you see it?
Yes. Very good, Barbara.
I agree, Barbara. 5 years behind the courts. I'm paying for this.
What is it? Gas, electric and water. Tell them fuck off. Yeah. If everyone starts doing it, what are they going to do? They can't do nothing. It's all illegal anyway. It's all legislation. They're different than it is. They're not. But let me not go into that. But I'm with Barbara.
She was like, we need to grow some spine. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, what can they do? You can't take all of us to court if we stop paying our bills. It's illegal in the first place. I'm like, finally. The woman must have been about in her 70s, bless her. Yeah, she was telling it how it's meant to be. But we ain't going to do that. We're sheep in this country, bro. There's sheep. We're sheep across the world. Like, as much as I'm saying, I'm still paying the bill myself. You know what I mean? Because if one person does it and stands out, we're just going to take me to court, sling me in jail, and everyone go and watch me, and it's going to carry on the way it is.
That's a sad thing, isn't it? Unity.
There's no community for that here at all.
Yeah, but there are ways for you to actually combat the system, because if it is illegal, there are actually ways for you to combat the system. Yeah. And there are different groups and entities where you can join.
Maybe then we will do our research. We'll come back.
I've done my research. I'm doing certain stuff at the moment.
Okay.
But it's okay. We won't go into that right now.
No.
But that's there, yeah.
Pending.
There's definitely a route. There are people that are already doing it.
We might do a Patreon.
And that's why they're holding on as fast as they can.
Do a Patreon, and then we can drop this kind of gems and help people out.
Cool. Definitely.
For the future.
100%.
We'll do our research.
Remember, it is illegal, these bills and these extra stuff.
Yes, Standing cost is crazy as well. Mm-hmm. Standing cost, literally, like you're just
for access. For access,
electric
to electric.
Yeah,
for access to electric, they charge you something. Yeah. And you know what? They put up last year. They put up at the beginning of 2024.
Really? I
didn't yes. Even did know. You know? So they put up commercially. They put across the board, but they first introduced it commercially. And the reason they did this, I was working in the energy industry. So the reason they was doing this is because they upgraded the system. They upgraded the system, and now everybody has to pay for that. Not them.
The same thing.
Who upgraded the pest system? Those who was like, yeah, you guys. Now we've upgraded the system. You guys have to pay for that. So you're gonna pay for that via standing charges. So all the standing charges was going up. Like I saw some people's going standing charges going up from like let's say 30p a day, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 pounds a day.
What?
A day.
That's crazy.
Imagine that. So £10 a day.
That must be people that are meter based. So like you're paying.
So it's depending on your no.
Well, it's just smart meters.
Anything. It just certain. So you have like zero. Well, I'm not going to go into details about the different meters, but basically, depending on what your meter, depending on how much it would go up. But okay. All of them went up. Okay. So I was speaking to people on like 0, 3 meters, and they're like, "Yeah, my bill's gone. My standing charge has gone up to like £3, £4."
That's crazy. Because at the end of the day, what I'm trying to think is the water companies have messed up for years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thames Water have been saying they went to be clearing up our stuff for years. I work in that industry, so I know that's the case. Not the case. I know how bad our drinking water is, river mm-hmm. is, even down to our sewer systems, they're not great.
Mm-hmm. It's terrible.
We're doing something about it. They are now. But privatised companies like me are doing stuff about it rather than Thames and Anglian Water and Sussex and all them lot sorting shit out.
Which are the ones who should be.
Mm-hmm. We just put our bill up, but I think everyone's bill's gone up by like £31, I think, over the next year. Yeah. And that is to give money back to Thames just to sort their mess up that they had already done.
They're done. So we're here for their mess.
Right, and then they got fined X amount of money because they were giving dividends to their and payouts and bonuses to all their top people for doing no work. So this is what we're paying it back now, isn't it? So this is why she was vexed. That's why Barbara was calling LBC vexed, because she was like, rah. So you might mess up, pay themselves for what they messed up with, and now we have to pay it back from the bills. Crazy. Crazy.
That's quite some simple, easy fixes as well. Just stop having people have to work the way they have to work. And if people don't have to work the way they have to work, the pollution goes down. Look at what happened during COVID. Start right. Seeing dolphins in the waters of Thames and the rest of it, because the water of Thames become more clean than the rest
London,
of it.
But
in general.
I work in that industry. I swear. I know how bad it is. Most systems back onto a river and they don't necessarily have a cleaning process for the water to get onto that river.
Right.
And we're fighting a losing battle from there.
Okay, yeah,
true.
Yeah,
so imagine, and then let me put it this way, this is what really messes up the thing, pisses me off. You see all them car washes around the country, the Eastern European man run their car wash. They're really meant to have a tank underneath your ground to separate soapy water and oily water enough before it goes into the normal surface system. That doesn't usually happen on these places. They usually just set up wherever they want and they're just pouring it straight into the normal
draining systems.
Usually to a river. So the ones in Luton most likely goes to the River Lee. And then it goes to a cleaning plant after that. But what happened to all the animals between there and the cleaning plant?
Yeah.
And I leave it at that. That's what the most of the issue in this country is, and people don't know that. People think that the drains on the road is like it's gonna go straight to a cleaning.
That's what goes through my head.
The drain on the road usually goes into a river, and then the river goes somewhere to be cleaned usually.
Right.
Wow. It's contaminated water into nature. And then so break up the nature and deal with it after you done.
Yeah.
That's madness.
That makes no sense.
So
that makes no sense.
And then the worst ones are, like, I did a job Northampton and the whole lorry site backed onto a moat that went around the outside of the lorry site. Lorries get washed and all these things, and rain comes off it, oil, soot, going straight into the drain, straight into the moat instantly. There wasn't even anywhere else it could go from the drain to the moat. That's it. Boom. And I was like, yeah, this is not great. But if that's just happening up and down the country, and that's what needs to be sorted. And Thames, they don't even know where to start, and all the other water companies don't even know where to start, but they won't tell you that. That's what their main issues are.
They don't know where to start.
They need to start somewhere. Just pick one side and work it across.
Yeah.
Anyway. Private companies are the reason why they're doing it. If the building is changing hand or the land is changing hand, the landlord will ask us to come and survey it to make sure that he's not doing anything environmentally dangerous before he hands it over to the next person, because they can ask us to come and look at it. And if there is, they can charge it back to the person prior.
Right.
So that's why a lot of things are getting sorted.
So I have a question. you guys know where to start.
Yeah.
So if you guys know where to start, surely they know where to start.
Well, we don't really know where to start. We're kind of repairing it. We're stopping further damages from happening.
Right.
So if there isn't the correct system in place, we will put that system in place now. But the damage is already done. How are you going to correct that damage is still down to Thames. We are not going to go start pumping rivers and all these things. Yeah, I mean, that's not our job. Our job is to put the correct environmental infrastructure in now so that you're not damaging future nature and stuff like that.
Right. Making sense.
Yeah.
So more preventative.
The damage is being done and we're going to stop it from continuing. That's or us. We're going to make it happen. Okay, cool. Yeah. So then, all right, half the job done for them then.
Yeah,
you're the safety cap. You're keeping everything at a certain level. So now they need to go in and
just fix it.
They need to build so many more cleaning plants, so many more like sewage plants.
What's my taxes for?
I'm not going into all that.
What's my taxes for?
I'm not going into
we spoke about this last week.
Taxes are for bants. That's all they are.
That's what it is.
Taxes are to take money from you.
That's it.
That's it.
Thieves.
Take money from you. Just look at whoever's taxing you, whether it's councilman, whether it's whoever, just look what companies they're invested in. And you'll realize the majority of them are invested in war. So that's where your tax money's going. That's what I'm saying.
We know
you need to
you
do your own research.
Do
your research so then you know where your tax money's going. Then you know what it's for.
If you literally just watched even the heads when they're talking in their houses of parliaments and stuff like that, man said, "Oh, we're sending X amount of money to Ukraine. We're sending this amount of money to
there's no secret about that.
They tell you straight up, but people just don't. They're not putting two and two together to think how are they getting that money. That's just your tax money at the end of the day. Yeah. Did you watch the fight last night?
I didn't get to, no.
Nah.
I only seen the highlights today, this morning, very briefly.
It was actually a good fight.
Was it good?
For boxing.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
For boxing, man, it was a good fight.
There's two decent boxers, isn't it?
Decent modern boxers.
I think Tyson is really finished now.
Yeah, Tyson's been finished.
He's finished, but he was doing his best to keep himself in it. I can't lie. I liked how he was like, I've got a doctor the way that I usually fight to have to fight Usyk, because Usyk is the faint king.
Yeah.
My man is literally throwing everything high and low to make it feel like, yeah, I'm going to hit. No, bro. I'm just waiting for you to throw something so I can count you.
He's a counterpuncher, isn't
it? To count with the left. He was doing, the fight was cold.
Is it?
Yeah.
I might watch it then, because I've lost interest in boxing.
Really?
Yeah.
Explain. When he's coming back. It's kind of coming back. Boxing. The heavyweight division is coming back.
I'll just take your word for it.
The undercard last night, what was his name? Moses. I can't remember his second name is, but light-skinned brother, 19-year-old, finished the fight in like 30 seconds. The next heavyweight coming up, yeah, he's looking cold as well.
Okay, because the reason I lost interest in boxing is just because it's become too choreographed. It's become too political. Same reason I've got bored of football. It's become too political. It's too money-orientated, too money-focused. So because of that, I'm like, there's no room for real expression. It's all systemized.
Yeah.
So for me, I've lost the interest in it, because there's no real personalities per se in the scene that I don't really see.
You've still got Javonte. He's a good personality.
I mean, you've got personalities.
Yeah, Tyson.
But I don't think you have very good fights.
And that's what I mean by personalities.
You
do have good
fights. You've got but most of the fights are not... No one's really, like you said, it's all orchestrated. So no one's really in it. I'm going to be the heavyweight champion.
That's what I'm saying.
When you want to be the heavyweight champion of the world... Now it's all money. That's it, exactly.
And
now
that's what I mean.
Champion of the world. When you're usually like that, well, see, back in the day, I'm fighting everyone all the time. It doesn't matter. I'm the champion.
That's why people have gone over to the UFC.
Yes, exactly.
And there's been a lot of hype and that kind of energy. Yeah. And that's missing from boxing. And because that's missing from boxing, I've lost interest. Because you guys aren't in it for the right reasons.
They're bringing it back. It's getting there bit by bit.
It's because he has a surplus amount of money. He doesn't need to worry about pleasing you and you and you. Bro, here's the money. It's on the table. Split that however you need it.
Mm-hmm.
If you need more, put more money down.
So I'm getting a bit bored. But I'm interested to see, like, there are some boxes that I have taken my interest in. I do typically watch undercards over the main fights. Because the undercards are a lot more interesting. They've got a point to prove. They're still something. They still got that dog in them, because they want more.
Mm.
They want something. There's still something that they need to go get themselves to. Do you know what I mean? So... I kind of enjoyed him. And I like that fighter over from Asia. I think it's Japan he is.
Oh, Inoue, whatever his name is.
Is that his name?
I think it's
Inoue. He's serious. Have you seen him?
I don't know. I probably have, but...
He's old now, you know. He's not old now. He's on his way up. He came into it late. I think he's in his 30s already.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. this fighter is crazy.
Yeah.
Darky? He is a fighter.
Okay.
Like, man fights like he's in an anime film.
Oh, that's it.
He's cold. Yeah, even Tyson, they call him Monster.
Oh, is that
they call him Monster. Tyson even shouted him out like, I'm watching Monster.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is a monster. He goes in there and just punches people up.
Mm-hmm.
Unruliness.
Okay.
Pure unruliness. Like what we used to see from the generation of fighters that we grew up watching.
Yeah.
That's what we're seeing with from
straight
him.
Fire.
He holds that energy.
Okay.
Come like Baki.
There's other people that I like that I'm boxing I've seen. So I like Conor Benn because when he fights ruthlessly. Have you seen how he punches and he punch up, man? That's like no hesitation in his throws. It's all direct.
Who's Conor Benn? No,
Conor Benn. That's
no, I know who's he's upset with at the moment. It's Eubank, isn't it? He wants to fight.
Yes.
Eubank.
Of course, but in my opinion, Eubank's getting punched up.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. Don't get Eubank's cold.
Don't get it.
He's cold. But Conor Benn's punching him up, and that's why his dad didn't want it to happen. His dad, I feel like his dad already sees. He's like, bro, Eubank's like,
I think Benn's the fight's still happening, though.
It's gonna happen eventually. It's gonna give Eubank as much time as he needs to get prepared to do as best as he can. So I definitely feel like Eubank can still beat him without a doubt.
Maybe it'll have to be a technical thing.
He's gonna have to, come out and he's gonna be on performance. Because the way that Conor Benn fights is different. He's very ruthless.
Dangerous.
It's ridiculous.
John Cena, ruthless.
Yeah.
Aggression.
It's a joke.
Holds no prisoners.
Some good people. But I want to see this monster guy that you're talking about, this Japanese.
Yeah, no, I'll show you after.
That's what I was thinking.
But yeah, man, last night's fight was COD. And then all the judges were like thinking it was going to be down to Nidia draw and that.
Mm.
To be fair, I wanted Usyk to win and it looked like Usyk would have won because he was putting in the work at the back end of round. So Tyson would start a round good. Like, I think he had the fifth, sixth round-ish, I think it was. He was starting well, real kind of on top, pushing Usyk around-ish. But really intriguing, Usyk was like, all right, cool. You gas yourself out now. The last 45 seconds, I'm about to just steal this.
And that's Brock
what,
you up.
Whatever's recent in most in man's memory is what they're going to remember. And that's what won him the thing. I think he won it 118 to 112 or something like that. So, and people were calling draw, and that's a unanimous decision, bro.
Yeah.
Doing that
118 to 112, unanimous.
116 to 112.
Yeah,
yeah.
Pulled up. Yeah, unanimous. Good. Minus a unanimous stat.
Makes sense. It makes sense. I suppose they brought AI into it as well. Boxing.
Yeah, they had an AI judge for the first
AI
time.
Judge as well. AI judge.
AI judge.
Was that just like monitoring how many hits are taken?
But it wasn't damaging. Actually fine. That didn't have any kind of say in the final decision. Right. They just wanted to say an unbiased decision to an AI, to a computer's eye. What would they say win?
So it's the first time I saw it. So it pricked up in my mind. I was like, wow, they got AI. They're using AI to also monitor the fights to then. So soon or later, judges are going to be gone because you're going to be replaced with an AI.
I saw a video on Tesla.
Referees, you have to have a referee in there, or you're going to have a robot in there.
What, in a football match?
Oh, okay.
You don't need a ref in a football match. You don't. They don't need to be on the pitch. They really don't.
How are you going to get rid of them on a pitch?
What do you mean?
So
the referee on the pitch, at the end of the day, you probably won't need them.
Because no, I'm talking about like de-escalation of situations and so forth. Like a referee is physically there, so he's able to physically separate.
What you do is you have a drone bot that's above. So there's a referee bot that's flying and there's a drone bot. If anything happens, there's a robot that just drops down.
I didn't think okay,
we're not doing this no more. You know what I'm saying? It would just jump back.
The Tesla bots are nearly ready to come out. They're going to be replacing the majority of the workforce, apparently.
They got
of course.
The skillless jobs, the people.
You know Amazon, what's his name? Jeff Bezos, he's been waiting for that.
Yeah, you know that.
He's already been replaced with people with robots already.
He's gone, though, innit? He doesn't even own Amazon no more. He's gone. He
Is he done finished that?
No, he done finished that. He sold that off. I'm pretty sure he sold that off.
Oh, okay.
Really? Fair play. Business.
I'm pretty sure when he had all the scandals around just after COVID, he got rid of that. He's not at the face of Amazon anymore.
Not the face, but how much does he have majority ownership? But he's not the face.
He's sitting around. He's racking the money up and doing his thing. I'm saying he's not making the decisions to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, he's been waiting for
it. Definitely. Yeah, because the way they work people anyways, they're trying to work them like robots. So as soon as the robots come out that are able to do it, they're going to
replace you, man. Remember, the man will think, oh, yeah, I don't have to work the hours no more. No, you don't have to work at all. You better go find something else to do. So, not, you ain't working here no more.
You better learn to repair those Tesla robots.
So out of 1,000 people, we need 5.
Yeah. And it's the engineers that are none of you. The 5 we need ain't you, bro. Yeah, it's long.
I'm happy that was the kind of job that I do.
Jeff Bezos is still the largest shareholder.
He's still the largest shareholder.
I was about to say, he's not giving that up.
Yeah, but I thought he was just going to be like on a shadow and just let other people run the company and do his thing in the background.
That's the ideal position you want to kind of put yourself in. And he's definitely done it. He's done that before we knew about it. But
I think it was after COVID.
He's just no longer the face, though, like you said.
Yeah.
No longer the face.
Yeah, they're kind of stupid. And he's divorced cut his money in half as well, innit? Do you see how much money that she made off that?
Yeah.
Women make the most money through divorce.
That's a true statement.
It's a true statement.
Do men make money through divorce?
No.
Very, very rarely.
It's rare, isn't it?
Yeah. But then the man has to like have nothing. Going and the woman has to have a lot, like a lot of money. Hi.
Vice versa, you're saying.
She got to be balling. Do you know what I'm saying? Probably treats him like shit. He's fucking dumb. You know what I'm saying? That's how I see them.
Dad, look after the kids and the apron and all them
things.
That's it. But yeah, I saw a video of Watch Mojo saying, oh, the richest women in the world. And I think out of the top 10, 6 of them are through divorce.
Stop it.
And that's divorce of the top billionaires, though, isn't it?
That's crazy.
Yeah, but those billionaires were definitely doing some fucked up shit.
So,
oh, of course, you got that type of money, you got a certain type of personality, so you're doing fucked up shit. So, I don't, most of the time, I wouldn't even blame a woman like that. She might have been there. She might have been backing that nigga from the day one
and seen all the madness,
seen all the brock and all the.
I said, it's my time to get paid.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, she's like, now I'm here. And you want to try to disrespect me?
It's my time to get paid.
Or she's been dealing with it for all these years, thinking, yeah, watch when I get your ass and cut my payout later.
True.
Yeah, because she's like, yeah, I will soldier all these years knowing that where you're going. And like, get that paper, baby.
It's like, once I'm there, I had Rico in the back. Oh, yeah, God,
look at that wicked gal we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, yeah, true.
That wicked gal, we were talking about a wicked gal in St. Lucia. Mm. How she's gone. Fabian, tell the story.
All right, so I've got a, well, not got it. There's a guy in who lives kind of outside my house in St. Lucia. There's a lot of people out on the streets in St. Lucia. It's not good. You've got a lot of homelessness. However, he was a top builder in I think Souffre Town at the time. He used to have a building company, but he didn't really know how to save his money. So he had a woman that he was seeing at the time. He used to give his money to her and she used to hold it onto it for him.
Mm.
She was siphoning the money to another man to build a house for them two.
Mm.
They built the house together. Then she got married to the guy that she was siphoning money off, took whatever remaining money off it, him through the divorce and left him with nothing and went to the other guy and they're living, well, I think they're still living together. And
so this is St. Lucia?
Yeah.
Were they both, was she poverty stricken?
I don't know into depth like that. Because you know when the Lucians people are telling you story, they're telling you story just for the kind of to get to the climax. Of you,
just
she must have. Like
that. I feel like, yeah, when it comes to these stories, when people are poverty stricken, they'll do whatever they can. There's probably some form of advantage and shit that was taken off her.
You're not poverty stricken anymore if you're siphoning money off the man to make a yard.
Yeah, but obviously she's doing that because she was poverty stricken. So she's like, this nigga's going to still give me money and it's going to help me build what I want.
Whoa,
so that's the aspect she's going from. I don't think it's right. It's
crazy,
that's
man.
Wrong and brazy. But when you're in a certain situation, people will do whatever they need to do to get out of it.
Yeah.
So I can see. I don't think that's right at all. That's crazy. That's why when you said it, I laughed. I was like, that's absolutely mad.
She double hoodwinked him.
Huh? Yeah.
Hoodwinked him. Built my yard. Now I'm gonna marry you. Take half your money.
That's brazy. That's what I'm saying. That's what
take
I thought.
Half
I
the like, money that
was horrible.
So you've already rinsed him of his money. And then you took half of his, what he had left. What he had left, you took it that as well. That is dread.
You took the life out by accident. Oh, you didn't even do it by accident.
Yeah, yeah, you took it out. You twisted it. Like, oh.
Didn't even have to remove it. She didn't need to remove it. She just twisted it again. She yeah. just slip and then just went, shh, and then yeah. I'll come back later and just twist it's that just one a bit again.
More, nah, she is bad, man. She yeah, so is bad, man.
Out on the streets.
But he's, yeah.
He's out on the streets.
He is.
Yeah, he's homeless.
Of course, well, that would do that to you, wouldn't it? That would actually do that to you. Without a doubt.
Yeah, because he's had everything taken off him.
Either he's got the greatest challenge from God to bounce back, or he did something bad in his past life, and that's how he got to live it.
Bro.
That's how I see it.
I don't got cut back in.
You know what I'm saying? I have to repent for something else that my ancestor
did. No, but
before I came back on this earth. Are you mad? What?
But that's what
no way.
That's what I'm saying. She's going to repay it in some way. It may not be today. Yeah.
So the next person that comes back reincarnated of her got to pay for that crap.
But she was treated poorly in the past life and this is her redemption.
That could be my daughter.
From somebody
else. Or...
Yeah, she, you know, or she gonna pay for it.
Bro, that could be your daughter. You're talking about with reincarnation, that could be anyone reborn into this planet. So my daughter gotta go through madnesses because some hoe.
I'm breaking them generational curses so my children don't have to go through no mad things. We're doing this righteously.
No,
righteous empire.
Reincarnations only come through family ties then, in the same families. So that woman, her reincarnation of the one that's done all that crass's business, she's gonna the next. Woman in her family might get all the backlash for it, or anybody on this. You could be rebirthed anywhere on this planet.
I feel like you're rebirthed. You are rebirthed for your lineage, but I feel like obviously you die, but you come back further on down. So then you got to do a fuckery that you still Like you still initially.
So it's a frequency thing.
Yeah.
It's a frequency thing. Right. So based on the frequency that I'm passing down to those individuals that come after me, would then depend on what also then comes back for them. Does that make sense?
Think they're still individual souls. So obviously they come in, they're obviously on the frequency, but they have to navigate themselves. They have to make their own choices and they have to. So that's still on that individual soul. That still implements. So whatever they decide and choose and however they react to the situation, that goes there.
All right.
But you, when you die, you come back, let's say, that thing happens, you still got to face what you got to face from what happened.
All right.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because you've got further development to do because obviously your soul, you've got grown to do, you ain't reached that plateau. So, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is why we're still here.
Mm-hmm. All right, that was a good episode. I liked it. We got through a lot of things. Merry Christmas, people.
Merry Christmas.
Merry motherfucking Christmas.
And a happy new year.
Merry Christmas, niggas! Have you not seen that? Have you seen it? You know what I'm talking about?
We had a good episode. Not one bit of profanity.
What do you mean, no penny?
Not much, you know. Not much.
Watch when you watch it back. Watch when you watch it back.
We were saying all crosses.
Watch when you watch it back. You're going to be like, oh, bro.
Christmas meme, though, is that little boy who goes with Santa Claus. Our boxes, what? Do you remember that little boy?
Oh, yeah. I'll punch you.
I'll punch your bloody beard off.
My favorite one is Felice. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
That's my guy. I hope he's still alive, man. I ain't seen a meme for him in a minute. But yeah, like, subscribe, and we'll see you on the next one.
5-star reviews and comments. Peace out. Merry Christmas.
See you later.